of the rock and roll generation, 1960. And there's Trouble in Paradise. Beck Wilson, and the year in the rock and roll generation is 1960. WPGC Radio Number One. Music time, 6:15.
Well, rock-a-bye, baby. When the wind blows, hi diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumps over the moon, and on her way down, she met a turtle dove, said, let's go rocking in the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail of water. Jack fell for Jill, gave her a shove, they fell into the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows.
Johnny Preston and Rockabye Baby in that cradle of love. Big Wilson of Music at WPGC Radio Number One in 1960 is the year of the rock and roll generation. Music
1954 to 1971. help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling.
And please help me, I'm falling in love with you. 1960, the year of the rock and roll generation.
FM Morning Time.
A gigantic year for Brenda Lee. This was one of among many. Chuck Berry was in 1960? Take a guess. How old do you think he is today? Well, you can add the two together after we tell you. January 15th, 1960, Chuck Berry's 29th birthday. January 15th, 1960, Chuck Berry was 29. Silvery Moon. That's a funny, funny group, the Olympics. And we saw them in 1964 do a stage show, and it was hilarious. It was in Spartanburg, South Carolina that we had the pleasure of seeing them. In fact, we emceed the show, and that's why we saw them. But very exciting group during those days. But back in 1960, that was a gigantic thing for them. Big Wilson here, 1960, the year, the rock and roll generation at WPGC, radio number one. And Marv Johnson was a gigantic name. He started really having hit records in early 1959, then went into late 59. In 1960, he had more than ever, and he kind of went out with his song Merry-Go-Round in 1961. But his songs in 1960, and he had like about six of them, were Happy Days, Move Two Mountains, All Love I Got, Ain't Gonna Be That Way, I Love the Way You Love. And in extremely late 1959, this was released, and it carried over into 1960, and it stayed on the charts for 22 weeks. Now, records don't stay on the charts for 22 weeks anymore. That's just about half a year, friends. Can you imagine that? This record just about stayed on the charts for almost 6 months.
You got what it takes to satisfy. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, oh yeah. You got what it takes for me. Now you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste. And nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, 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 oh yeah. You got what it takes for me. Now when you're near me, ooh-wee, my head goes around and around. And when you kiss me, oh yeah, my love comes tumbling down. You send me, you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste. And nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes to satisfy. You got what it takes.
kiss me. You got what it takes.
Johnson, big year 1960. Big Wilson here with music at WPGC Radio, number one in the rock and roll generation. 1960.
Dum, 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 dum.
Big year for him, 1960. The rock and roll generation of Big Wilson with music at WPGC Radio number one. The Motown generation. In 1960, this young lady had eight different big hits that reached the Billboard charts. And here's one of them.
I
young lady by the name of Connie Francis. 8 different hits in 1960 for her. Peg Wilson of Music at WPGC.
Huh, honey?
My baby,
you got a baby
here.
All right. My baby whispers in my ear. Secret baby, I keep them to myself. Sweet nothing. That special look. Sweet nothing. That's enough for tonight. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing.
WPGC.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1960.
Now you've heard the story of the hot rod race when the Ford and the Mercury was setting a pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, 'cause I was a-driving that Model A. Really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, 411 gears that can really get lost. Got safety tubes and I'm not scared. The brakes are good and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing bars like they were standing still. Then all of a sudden, like the flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. The remark was made, that's the car for me, but then the taillight was all you could see. Well, the fellers ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end. Had my foot feet clear to the floor, says that's all there is, there ain't no more. Went around the corner and I passed a truck. I crossed my fingers just for luck. The fenders clicking, the guardrail close. The guy beside me, white as a ghost. I guess they thought I had lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. He said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road, they just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I hope I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. Went around the corner with the tires on the side. You could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and a Cadillac pulled over and let me by. Then all of a sudden, the rod started knocking. The dips, he started a rockin'. I looked in the mirror and the red light was blinking. The cops were after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and they put me in jail. I called my pop to go
are Republic Records, friends, and I do believe in those days that was a division of the Gene Autry Company, and he's got much more of a company than he had then back in 1960, but that was Johnny Bond and Hot Rod Lincoln, one of the giants, one of the novelties, too, in Republic Record Land, division of Melody Ranch Records, which was also a division of Gene Autry. Big Wilson here, WPGC and the Rock and Roll Generation. The year is 1960.
Every hour, a different year. In the Rock and Roll Generation, 1954 to 1971.
Teen Angel. That fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still? What was it you were looking for that took your life that night? They said they found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see? Just sweet 16, and now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again. They buried.
What they might term a sickie, about a subject that was kind of a little bit on the morbid side, but they handled it, I guess, reasonably well, if you want to call it that. Mark Denning and Teen Angel. Big Wilson and music in 1960 in the Rock and Roll Generation at WPGC. Music time on radio number one, 7 minutes before seven.
WPGC.
Do you remember the Monkees? I know you remember the Monkees, right? That's a silly question. Of course you remember the Monkees. Okay. A lot of the Monkees' hits were written by a group by the name of Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. In fact, they even recorded a song that was pretty big for themselves, which I think was titled, I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. Anyway, to let you know that all these things and these big writing changes and things don't come overnight, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart had many, many hits with the Monkees as far as being the writer. But Tommy Boyce was by himself in the early 1960s and late 59s. This is one of the songs that Tommy Boyce wrote in 1960.
Pretty little angel eyes, pretty little angel eyes. Pretty, pretty little angel, pretty, pretty little angel.
Pretty, pretty little angel eyes. Angel eyes, I really love you so. Angel eyes, I'll never let you go. Because I love you, my darling angel eyes.
Pretty, pretty, pretty little angel.
Angel.
pretty little angel eyes.
Pretty Little Angel Eyes by Curtis Lee in 1960, written by Tommy Boyce, who later teamed up with Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart and wrote many, many of the Monkees songs. Big Wilson to music in the rock and roll generation in the year 1960. Big Wilson time, 1 minute before 7.
WPGC FM Morningside.
Something saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. All day long they're saying, chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang.
Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here.
No, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang.
All day long they're saying, my work is so hard. Give me water. It's so hard, my.
1960 coming to an end. 1961 with Brian Lawrence is next to WPGC Radio Number One. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1960.
What am I doing here?
On a Wednesday, December 29, with Brian Lawrence here, and everybody in my high school, every kid in my school, not high school, but I think I was in elementary school then, every time they get sent up for detention, right, they'd say, please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. That was a big deal at that time. It's 6 minutes after 7 here at PGC Number 1 with Brian Lawrence and 46 degrees. And remember a TV show called Hawaiian Eye? I think it was on ABC TV. Well, this is one of the stars of that show, Connie Francis. I lied to you. Connie Stevens, right.
Oh,
was Connie Stevens and a song called 16 Reasons Why I Love You here on WPGC's Rock and Roll Generation. What did they call her in Hawaii? And I think her name was Cricket, right? Yeah. 8 minutes after seven, and that wraps up the year 1960.
Programming exclusive, the Motown Generation.